Christmas Eve, 2009 AD. Our world seems especially lost tonight. Nations continue their bitter warfare. Disease and poverty are epidemic. The night is dark, the wind is cold, and people long for salvation. How many will fall asleep tonight, never realizing their Savior has come? How many will celebrate tomorrow without the hope of eternity? How many are still waiting for the promise of Christmas to come true? Christmas Eve, 1 AD. A small town of Judea, Bethlehem, Ephrathah. Their world seems especially lost tonight. Nations continue their bitter warfare. Disease and poverty are epidemic. The night is dark, the wind is cold, and people long for salvation. How many will fall asleep tonight, never realizing their Savior is about to come? How many will awake tomorrow and not recognize the hope of eternity? How many are still waiting for the promise of Christmas to come true? How many are waiting for a star, for hope, for their Messiah? How many? It was an unpredictable night in Bethlehem 2009 years ago. This sleepy country hamlet had been inundated by a boisterous rabble of travelers, all clamoring for an evening's rest. They had been ordered to journey to their ancestral homes by Roman decree. And now, every inn and shelter was filled with the noise of those wanting one more quiet night. Especially an inn on the outskirts of town, in the shadow of the Bethlehem Hills. It was run by an affable, if somewhat stubborn proprietress named Miriam. A godly woman, but one who speaks her mind. And loudly.
Help me clean up quickly, children. Oh, you should have been in bed hours ago. Oh, Cassius, you're the only one left. We're closing. Couldn't you call it a night?
I still have a great many tabulations to finish. You can retry her. I'll extinguish the lamps.
And so it has been for the last 5 evenings in a row.
You can thank Caesar Augustus. He orders a census of his personal dominion and then dispatches a mere handful of his paid chattel to count his subjects.
I trust Rome will compensate you for your labor.
Rome has given me nothing but grief and wretched servitude. Why, I'm no better off than the hordes of Judean commoners that I register each day.
Cassius, listen to me. I wish you could talk with these hordes, as you call them, rather than merely count them.
Why? They are more lost than I am.
No, you're wrong. We have hope. The thousands that pour into Bethlehem every day are of the lineage of David. We are a people who have been given a Messiah who will end all oppression, even Rome's.
Promised? By whom?
The promises are Jehovah's, but they have been inscribed by ancient godly men, Micah, Daniel, Isaiah, prophets chosen by the Lord himself. I have said their words to myself 100 times over. The promises have kept each generation alive, waiting for the light that will surely come. Here, take this. I have written their words down from memory so my children will remember and their children after them.
Did you get this from the temple?
No, it's merely an innkeeper's scrawl on a torn parchment. I'll leave it with you tonight. Perhaps you'll have a chance to glance at it between your calculations. May it bring you some well-deserved rest. Good night.
Good night.
Aaron, Sarah, come now.
Yes, Mother.
Arise, shine, for your light,
has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
Oh, very good, Aaron. I didn't see you standing there. Didn't your mother tell you it was time for bed?
Yes, I was on my way.
Can you read the rest of your mother's parchment?
No, I can't read, but I've heard it so many times I can say it from memory. My mother says the Lord has written it on my heart.
Do you believe it to be true?
No, I know it's true.
Aaron?
I need to go. Would you like me to put out your lamp?
No. I still have a great much reading to do. You have a good night.
Good night.
The word of the Lord that came to Micah of Morasset. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small, out of you will come a ruler. Bethlehem. How can a place so small and forgotten give birth to someone so significant and powerful? Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. The virgin shall be with child.
The Lord will give you a sign. A virgin shall bear a son. The chosen one will bear the name of Emmanuel.
Dare believe these words will someday come true? For unto us, he writes, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given. Jehovah, if you really do exist, would that I could see a light on this darkest of nights.
The Bethlehem night held many questions and many prayers. The last guest had retired for the night, but a servant at the inn was still awake and at work.
Mistress? Mistress Miriam, I must see you immediately.
Hannah had been employed at the inn for many years. She was an orphan. Her parents had been killed by the Romans when she was still young. Miriam had taken her in, virtually raising her as her own. Hannah had always labored faithfully, but without joy, until tonight. Tonight, she seemed overwhelmed by an unusual excitement.
Miriam, where are you?
I'm here, my girl. I'm here. I've just closed the inn. Hannah, I'm surprised you're still up. What's happened?
A terrible situation has arrived. The inn is closed.
Of course, as if I didn't know that, and it's full.
And there is this couple who has arrived. A kind man from Nazareth and his wife. So young, in such pain.
In pain? What do you mean?
She is expecting. She is going to have a child.
A child?
Yes, perhaps this very night. Oh, Mistress Miriam, you mustn't turn them away. There is nothing more important than the miracle of new life.
No, don't worry. We will take care of them. Sarah, where are you?
I'm here, Mother.
Sarah, help Hannah gather some provisions and some blankets. Oh, and some swaddling cloths. Look in the large box. It's where I've kept everything from the time you and Aaron were infants.
I will right away.
Good girl. Now, Hannah, everything will be all right. We will take care of this young family. I'll return in a moment.
Yes, ma'am. Sarah, quickly, help me fold these cloths.
Hannah?
Yes?
Are you scared?
Scared? No. I just know how hard life can be for young families, that's all.
But there's going to be a baby born tonight. I thought that would make you happy.
I'm sure it will. It's just a night like this, I can't help but think of my own family. You know, I lost my parents when I wasn't much older than you.
I know, but Mother always says God led you to us.
No. The Bethlehem Road led me to you, and I'm glad of it. But God, I think He abandoned me a long time ago.
Oh, may Jehovah preserve us. What more can happen tonight? Ah, this dear, sweet couple. Now, I've put them in the stable.
The stable?
Yes, the stable. It has a roof, it's dry, and the straw will provide some warmth and comfort when the time comes, which may be any minute now. Sarah, can you get the rest of the blankets? Good girl. Now, Hannah, I'm entrusting the inn to you until I return. I can't imagine we'll have any more unexpected guests. Ah, the time is quick. We must hurry.
Hannah, a baby is coming tonight.
Yes, a baby is coming.
And God's here. I know it. He hasn't left us.
Then why can't I hear His voice anymore?
Maybe He's waiting for you to talk to Him first.
Sarah, I need you now.
Coming, Mother. Hannah, a baby's coming tonight. A baby.
A baby. A baby is coming tonight.
Teenage girl, much too young, unprepared for what's to come. A baby changes everything. Everything.
Listening, please protect this new life that has entered your world. May this child only know your joy.
The inn was finally dark and still. It was well past midnight when several weary shepherds approached the back door.
Look, there's an inn. I thought I remembered one on the outskirts of town.
Seth was a practical man, only concerned with matters of immediate necessity and comfort.
Oh, this journey has ended. I need a piece of warm bread and a warmer blanket.
But his brother Nathan saw things differently.
Seth, we're almost home. Look, we only have one more hill to climb.
And Nathan's daughter, Rebecca, had her eyes fixed elsewhere.
We can't stop. I know I hear something in those hills right over Bethlehem.
Oh, it's just the howl of the bitter wind. All the more reason for us to bed down for what's left of this night. Hello? Hello? Is there anyone here who can provide us lodging?
For goodness sake, Seth, We're only returning 2 days later than we planned. If we don't get these provisions to our companions tonight, we might as well not show up at all.
Now that's the best idea you've had all night. Rebecca, what are you looking at?
I keep hearing something. It's like singing. A beautiful voice singing.
I think you're a little old to believe in things you can't see. Distant stars, songs in the wind.
But I can hear singing.
We can only believe in what we can touch, what we can hold in our hands. Everything else is futile dreaming.
I didn't dream this. Don't you hear it?
No. I wish I could.
Good evening. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I'm sorry to disturb you at this late hour. My name is Seth. This is my brother and my niece. Our family's 10 sheep on the hill just behind your inn. We've been traveling for many days and desire accommodations for...
Oh, no, sir. There are no rooms available in this inn.
I thought as much. We're so sorry. We'll be on our way, miss. We're so sorry it bothered you.
I'm so sorry, sir, but there are so many people in Bethlehem because of the census. I'm afraid the only room available is in the kitchen.
I'll take it.
Suit yourself. We are leaving. Come along, Rebecca.
Look, Father, just beyond the crest of the hill. Do you see the light?
I see nothing, only stars.
Keep looking.
I'm sorry, sir, but my mistress is busy elsewhere. I only work here.
Perhaps I could stay in the stable?
I'm sorry, the stable is occupied.
Then the kitchen it is. I hope I can bother you for a blanket. This wind is getting colder by the minute.
Yes, I have some blankets. Just follow me.
Do you see it now, Father? Uncle Seth? Can you hear it?
I'm not certain.
Listen. Just close your eyes and listen.
It had finally happened. The centuries of hope and generations of prayers had come down to this one silent night, this one holy night. The God of eternity wrapped in the mortal flesh of a crying infant, yet Bethlehem had not stirred. The angel's light had not broken through their dark night. The glorious were lost amid the bitter wind. But there was one song that shattered the silent night. It was the sound of new life, of birth and beginnings and tomorrow. No wonder it was the children who heard it first.
Oh, come, little children, oh, come, one and all, to Bethlehem's stable in Bethlehem's stall, to see with rejoicing this glorious sight our Father in heaven has sent us this night.
angels had sung, the heavens rejoiced, and a star ignited the dark midnight sky. The Savior had come to the world, but the world took no notice. Who would believe a kingdom would be built on the foundation of a stable? What sovereign would choose a manger for a throne and swaddling for royal raiments? What Messiah would save his people by becoming one of them? And so, this holy night remained a silent night. But in this sleeping town of Bethlehem, three young believers did recognize this king. One heard the promise of God's word. Another, the cry of new life. Another, an angel song. But they could not keep this miracle to themselves. So Aaron, Sarah, and Rebecca left the light of the manger and went into the night to awaken those who were in danger of missing the birth of this Savior.
A little town of Bethlehem looks like another silent night. Above your deep and dreamless sleep, a giant star lights up the sky. Left his throne and is sleeping in a manger
in the middle of the night.
Remember those words we read tonight? The ones that went, arise, shine.
Well, your light has come. Yes, of course.
Well, the light is here. You must come with me.
Sarah, what is it, dear? Has something happened in the stable?
Yes, something has happened in the stable. Hurry, Hannah. It's going to make you so happy.
Rebecca, if you woke me up because you're still seeing things that don't exist.
But this does exist. You need to see it for yourself. Please come to the stable.
Come in, come in. There's more than enough room in this table. It's almost dawn. I'm so glad you were awakened so you wouldn't miss this. Come on, come closer. There's someone you must meet. That's right. Hold him close. This is God's promise come true. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
Changes everything.
This baby changes everything.
How could I have been so sightless, so self-absorbed, so arrogant? I swore once that I would only follow those in power, but my allegiance was to a barbaric impostor. The further I got from Rome, the closer I got to the truth. Imagine finding such authority among such simplicity. Though you are small, Bethlehem, out of you will come a ruler whose greatness will reach the ends of the earth. From this day forward, I will serve but one king.
Bethlehem was a prison to me, but it was confinement of my own making. Greece imposes such a lonely exile. I was so certain that God had abandoned me, but I was the one who had fled. Who could imagine that I would be rescued by an infant's cry, that I would find my way home by the light of a solitary star? This child brings new life for me, for my world, for all the world.
And to think, I almost miss his coming. Oh, now that's the trouble when you spend your life close to the earth. You only focus on what is right in front of you. It's so easy to forget to look up. I used to say that I would only believe in what I could touch, what I could hold in my hands. And then I stood at a manger, and I held him. Time stopped. And I looked into the face of God.
Eternity stepped into time and threw immortal breath. This mystery so clearly seen, the world could not forget, that in the town of Bethlehem,
most unlikely place. God the Father wore a child's face.
There's something in the heart of God, so purely meek and mild, finds its best expression in the longings of a child.
For every child's heart is hungry to be found and loved and known by someone who would make their heart a home. My heart is Bethlehem. I will take room for Him.
Please pray with me. Dear God, thank you for the promise of Christmas. Thank you that it came true when you gave us your Son. Thank you for loving us this much. We pray in the precious name of Jesus.
Abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
darkness, a great light has dawned. For those living in the land of the shadow, a light has come.
Lift up your eyes and look about. Let your sons and daughters come.
Look and be radiant. Let your heart swell with joy.
Thank you, choir and drama folks, and Vicki for praising God in such an excellent way. Could you just be seated for a minute, please, congregation? In some churches, they say amen, and some say wow. Maybe we could say wow, and all God's people said wow. That was great. I'm ready to receive the Lord and follow Him. That's our response to the good news that was shared this morning. I hate to turn my back on these great singers and the presenters. And thank you, drama folk. Behind the scenes, as people prayed and came dashing through the snow to get here, that we did have one car accident. Thank the Lord, folks are okay, and repairs and all that are in order. But the Lord is so good. You know, the message is this, that Christ would come to our hearts. If you're alone in your soul and you wonder, does God care for me? He does. And Christ will come into your life and be your friend and shepherd and Lord and lead you, just like if He came to Bethlehem. If you have a heart like that, the Lord would come into your heart and change it. And if you have a problem with being forgiven, the Lord would come and give forgiveness, because both you and I have broken God's heart and broken God's law. That's a real problem, you know. Broken God's heart and broken God's law. That's sin. And we have a real problem, and Christ came to take care of that through forgiveness. From the cradle to the cross, He went. And then if you need good news in your life, maybe dying on yourself, or maybe the world's dying on you. You know, the world is not going to love you the way you need to be loved. Did you know that? You can look and look, and it won't happen. Christ will love you the way you need to be loved. And it will help you to love others in a great way. Good news of great joy that's for all the people, each one of us. I just want to close in prayer. And you guys, I think, Vicki, you lead us. Can they be dismissed so we could greet them? And the congregation is singing. What do you want us to sing here? Oh, come all you faithful. How about first and last verses? But let's pray. And pray that the Lord would be number one in your life. And you would follow Him. You know, the choir sings and all these folks do such a great job. Not just because they say, I believe in God. But they have a strong connection with each other. And the Lord wants that for each one of us. He really does. So get right with God and get right with others through Christ, if you would. And follow Him. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank You so much for these praises that went to You and the excellent, excellent message. And so well done. We ask, Lord, that anybody who's here who needs You for the first time would say, Jesus, come into my life. I receive You just like Mary and Joseph. We're open to You. And Lord, thank You for dying for my sins on the cross. I turn from sin. I turn to You. Help me follow You with the help of others. And Lord, might it be new births in souls this morning because of the message, because of the truth of Jesus. We pray in His name. Amen. Could we stand and sing together? God bless you.